So you know how AAA likes to make it seem like you get unlimited toes if you're a member? Well, then you probably know, as I do, that that is not true. I was actually accused by AAA of taking advantage of them. And I can tell you that when you are stuck on the side of the road, you certainly don't feel like you're the one doing any taking advantage of. I had this series of trucks, and I was beginning to get to the point, round about my fifth or sixth truck, where I was realizing that I needed to grow up a little bit and take on a car payment, because I had a car payment anyway. I could have one that came out the exact same amount every month out of my bank account, all nice and neat and predictable, or I could have a very terrifying car payment that you never knew when it was coming, and it was huge amounts of money and very stressful. I just didn't know how I was going to finance this. My boyfriend, with help from his mom, got a brand new Nissan Sentra, and the check engine light came on, which I thought was really cute. So he wants to take it to the dealership to get this checked out. My car, in the meantime, is in the shop, and so I'm all like, okay, well, you take me to go get my car in the shop, and then I'll drive you over there to the dealership. And so we get there, and they're like, yeah, it's only going to take about an hour. This is no big deal. Sometimes the light just comes on. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll wait. And so I start looking around at some of these other cars. I find this Nissan Pathfinder. It's only got 19,000 miles on it. It's got everything I want, a tow package, and not just like the tow bar, the whole tow package with like the, you know, keeping the engine cool and everything, and like the roof racks, and like the, it had a 6 CD changer, and this was before iPods, so that was a big deal. That was a really cool feature to have in a car. And my boyfriend's like, I think this is your car. And I was like, I don't really have the money. I was like, I had lost my ID, and I'm out in Colorado, we're like visiting, and so I'm all like, I can't buy a car without an ID. I don't really have anything. And the dealer's all like, oh, we'll make it work. I had my Castle Rock gym membership with my picture on it. I had my Colorado Renaissance Festival pass, which was a piece of construction paper laminated. And I had a checkbook. I'm very nervous about this. I've never bought a car like this before. The car that I was currently driving, I had purchased in the parking lot of the diner that I stopped to get breakfast at in the mountain town of Heber, Arizona. And I was just like, I gotta go. And Matt's like, I think this is a mistake. And I was just like, well, then it's my mistake to make. I go out to my truck, you know, which I've just gotten back from the mechanic, and it won't start. And I start to have a little bit of a fit, and I call Matt over, and I was just like, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of never knowing. I'm so sick of just constantly putting out money. And like, what are we gonna do? Am I gonna like, you know, try to get the car all the way back over? Cause AAA won't tow you for the same problem again. And I just got this towed like a week ago. And so I'm gonna have to pay to get this towed back over there for these people that I now don't trust because they didn't fix it the first time. Matt goes, or you could go back in there and buy that car. And I was like, Matt, you don't just buy a car because the one that you drove in on won't start. And he goes, are you kidding me? That is the perfect reason to buy a car. Yeah, but now the guy's not going to give me any trade-in on this because he's seen me out here trying to start it and up under the hood and everything. We go marching back in there and we're looking around for the dealer. And then in through the door, he comes. And Matt and I look at each other. And I say, I've changed my mind. I would like to purchase this car. And he's like, oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Let me go get the paperwork. And he leaves, and Matt and I are on each other. And we're like, oh my God, we gotta get out of here before they try to start my car. And they realize that it's not gonna start and they don't wanna give us anything. And Matt's all like, you just gotta go sign those papers. And I'm just like, I'm not even reading the documents. I've never, you know, I'm so scared of this. And I'm just like, signing. Yeah, okay, so can I get the keys? Is it done? Is it mine? It's like, are we out of here? And that car now has 207,000 miles on it, and it's sitting right out there. Thank you.